Welcome to episode 57 of Grits to Glitz, a special top design glitz blitz, the podcast that asks the question, is tonight team player night or make sure your voice is heard night? Don't you love those fabrications?
I dance every time.
I love it. That is Shake Asses, Not Babies, from the PodSafe Music Network. And they are our MySpace friend, and they actually left a comment on our MySpace. Or he.
We love them.
Yep.
He. It.
Yeah. The conglomerate that is the fabrications.
And, you know, that's party music.
Oh, yeah. Let's party. It's top design night. Thank goodness it's Wednesday. Are we still thanking goodness it's Wednesday, or do we
no.
despise the show?
I don't despise it, but every week it's like, you're going to have to make me happy. And that's the way it is every week.
Maybe I have no taste. I enjoy this show.
I'm holding out hope. What I want is for this show to improve, eventually, the way that Project Runway did.
Let's hope so. Yes, because that's it. You go back to the first season of Project Runway and it's nothing like the third season. So maybe they'll make improvements. But I'm enjoying it. I'm enjoying the design. I'm enjoying watching them brainstorm. And they say, oh, make a bench that's a donut shape and make a this that's a, and choose this lemony yellow instead of that, or it's going to be a margarine yellow. I'm enjoying watching the creative process.
You're so much nicer than I am.
What? Well, let's just stop right here and talk about this. A lot of people hate the show. You know, they keep going and watching it, and then they write snarky things about it.
I don't like being snarky. That's my main problem with it. I want to get rid of all of the bitchy people and just keep the nice people, and I seem to disagree wildly with a lot of the fans and bloggers. And I don't know why I'm so out of step with American culture, but I am. And I'm tired of everyone picking on Carissa. I think she's a great deal more reasonable than she's been edited to appear.
But, babe, have you read Project Top Design lately?
Carl the Carpenter.
No. That's Blogging Top Design.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Carl the Carpenter certainly shone some light on the whole Carissa issue. I really appreciated that he stepped up and told us a little bit of what was going on behind the scenes. But Tom and Lorenzo had a blog entry today about, they entitled it very cleverly, Carissues. Because a lot of people, and they, you know, I'm in the same universe as them. They loved Laura because Laura made herself heard. And they don't see why people hate Carissa so.
Well, thank you, Tom and Lorenzo. Of course, they are arbiters of great taste. And we love them. But everybody just hates on Carissa. And I'm sorry she appears reasonable. Look, let me put it this way, and this way we can get right into this week's show. To me, the two teams were actually dodgeball teams, and it was Matt and Michael versus Carissa and Andrea and Eric versus Goyle.
It really seemed that way, or the editing made it look that way.
The editing is vicious.
Yeah.
And that's my biggest beef with reality TV, quote, reality, end quote, TV.
You know, that was the source of my question tonight. Well, is it time for me to be a team player, or is it time for my voice to be heard? Because you can't win with the judges. There is no middle ground, it seems. If you are a team player and you do what needs to be done, Well, then you're just kowtowing to everybody else and you're not being heard. And if you do make yourself heard, then you're pushy and hateful and...
disagree strongly, you know? It's just, that's why I'm having so much trouble with this show.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm having so much trouble podcasting about it, because I'm out of step with everybody I'm reading from, and... I just don't like to see mean people win. I don't like to see mean people win.
No, and there's a lot of meanness, it seems like. It's
a lot.
It's high school.
And maybe it's edited that way, but it's mean. And Matt, who was covered up with praises tonight, it reminds me of that really sweet, smiling cheerleader in junior high who is sweet to the band member. But when she gets together with the cheerleaders in the girls' room later, she's laughing every time they say something horrible.
Well,
it's mean. It's just as bad as saying the horrible things.
Matt's depiction on the show is changing a lot, because he has been all along very nice and sweet and kind and good and just wonderful and great. And here lately, the last couple of episodes, they're showing him... arguing with people now and then.
And snickering. And snickering is never an attractive attribute.
No. No, you're right about that. And I'm guilty of it myself sometimes. I try to stop myself. But that doesn't mean that I have to like somebody else who does it.
That's right. Dang Skippy. Putting a star next to that. Snickering, not attractive.
Well, tonight's challenge was to create a party for Bacardi Limon.
Like they need parties.
Well, hey, if anybody's going to throw a party, that'd be the one to throw it, right? Give me a lemon drop martini. I'm happy.
Obvious product placement.
Yes.
Like last week's gas guzzling behemoth. This week it's get drunk and behave badly in public.
Yeah. Well, it's a nice excuse for a party. Hey, let's just have some good stuff to drink. But, they had $8,500 to outfit a 30 by 40 foot tent. And it was a team challenge.
And we hate the team challenges. Tired of it. Over it.
Did you notice that after they went and chose the hors d'oeuvres, we never heard anything more about the hors d'oeuvres?
You know, you're right. You're exactly right.
No, well,
although I was with Goyle, you know, take a doggy bag home.
Oh, yeah.
Those look tasty.
I like the way he thinks. Get me some of these. Who could criticize Wolfgang Puck, right? I mean, it was some underling who made these things, but it would reflect, they put Wolfgang Puck's name on it.
I was totally dying. I wanted to ask, is that the catering company with the hepatitis?
Ooh.
Because they were just in the news over hepatitis and a Sports Illustrated party, and is Beyonce going to get hepatitis? But
I didn't even draw that parallel.
They said Wolfgang Puck, and the first thing I thought was hepatitis?
You're right. Oh, my goodness. I have to tell you, I'm not going to go through all the little petty things that happened tonight. I'm just going to gloss right over that, and let's take
Thank
a
you.
Look at the end product.
Wow.
I had a hard time choosing, to be honest.
I didn't.
No.
I didn't.
Tell me.
I took one look at the Andrea and Eric versus Goyle room, and I thought, ick, what a mess. And also, I really resented that they so drastically changed Goyle's beautiful chandeliers, which he even sketched out. And then
and what about the quote of the evening from Andrea? Let's just not even let him touch the chandeliers.
Was that not vicious? Ooh. Anyway.
Ooh.
I know. And then Matt Michael versus Carissa, for all of that discord, for all of the bitchery and backstabbing, I took one look at that room and thought, wow.
It really was very pretty. They had a hard time gorgeous. Finding anything to criticize. The judges had a hard time criticizing things.
It was gorgeous.
Can I show my cultural illiteracy?
Mm-hmm.
Who's Doc Holliday?
not a clue in the world, but he's a big, beefy-looking security-type dude, bouncer.
Much better than a go-go girl, that's for sure.
Yeah, see, that's editing. It's all in the editing, and they're totally screwing the show up by not showing us what really goes on, because Michael pitched a bitch fit.
Well, yeah, I noticed that when they were discussing the design and whenever they were arguing, not arguing, but discussing decisions to be made, Carissa would say black and Michael would say white. And if Carissa said, well, maybe some dark gray, he would say white. You could see her, she nearly chewed her tongue off, biting her tongue. I think she shows great restraint many times.
Chris is being much nicer than I think I would be in the same situation.
You know, granted, she's not always Pollyanna, but neither is Michael. And hey, surprisingly, neither is Matt.
Surprisingly, neither is Matt. Matt actually is a little bit passive aggressive, but that's okay. That gets things done too sometimes. I'm sorry, I'm trying to find nice things to say.
Hey, Leona Helmsley ran a heck of a hotel. You don't necessarily have to be nice to make something successful and great. I'm not saying that any of them is Leona Helmsley, but I'm just saying niceness isn't the most important criterion for a designer. The most important thing, seems to me, is what they design.
Right, and that room from Team Matt, Michael, and Carissa was gorgeous.
It really did come out very well.
I was really surprised that Andrea was so criticized over the choice of her flowers, because when they were choosing flowers, I thought, wow, she's picking out things with texture.
Well, and didn't it tie together? I mean, they really stuck with their color scheme. When they were in the rental store and they had the yellow and the white, and she said, how about a red napkin with that? Well, that looked bad. No, that looks good. And I thought, I wouldn't do that. Well, I'm not a designer. And when they brought in those little red elements, it really did kind of punctuate the look.
Unfortunately, it wasn't a cohesively punctuated look, but I really thought that this time Margaret was a little bit harsh about the furry flowers. Those are actual flowers. They're really furry. I can't remember the name of them, but that's what they look like, and they add interesting texture to things.
I thought they were, well, like I said, I had a hard time deciding between the one and the other, probably because I love Goyle. I really do like Goyle, his personality and his aesthetic.
Yes.
And so I wanted to love his chandeliers, regardless of how much they changed them.
And he worked his rear off, accomplishing the look that the other two were pushing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, me. Well, okay. at the end of the day, they brought in guest judge Ben Bourgeois.
Event planner.
Extraordinaire.
And I would really like to see one of Elton John's post-Oscar parties, because I'm sure they're gorgeous.
They must be something else. People talk about them a lot.
Right. And this is the guy that does them. So Ben Bourgeois must be fabulous.
Yes.
And I liked him as a judge pretty much.
Yeah, he didn't say that people should, oh gosh, I've forgotten the word again, should organize their junk in a pleasing manner. What was compose? They need
composition.
Compose the junk.
And it was revealed after last week's show that the judges really didn't know how bad that garage was.
Right. Oh, my gosh. Y'all, if you're listening to this and you haven't read the blogs on BravoTV.com, just turn this off and go read those blogs, because you learn so much from those.
But that's the editing again. And there's so many ways that the producers can improve this show to make it better for us and for them. And I just really hope they're learning from all of these comments and complaints.
Yes, I do hope that Bravo is listening. And we know for sure that they know about the online community, the blogging top design, the project top design. And, you know, we can delude ourselves and think they're listening to us, too. Drop us a line if you are. We'd love to hear from you. But Yeah, I would hope that they're listening and paying attention, because the viewers have a lot to say, a lot of constructive criticism.
So, shall we get down to the brass tacks?
Let's do it.
Okay. In the end of the two teams, everybody loved the tent that had a defined entryway, a bouncer, and a cohesive vision. And that was Matt, Michael, and Carissa. And phew, because honestly, I was so afraid Carissa might get the boot. Maybe not. But it's hard to tell with the editing. And then that means that Andrea, Eric, and Goyle lost.
And I was afraid for Goyle because of the reasons he gave. He was the one on the outside. It was two against one.
I saw the writing on the wall when the judges were talking about them and they referred to Eric as an old school decorator.
Ooh.
You don't want to hear granny, and you don't want to hear old school decorator.
Although I called it wrong this time. I put my neck out on the line and said Andrea, because she picked fuzzy flowers.
Yes. Well, the editing was pretty heavy on that.
Yeah.
Which was why I thought that was a spoiler. What's the word? Not a spoiler, but a red herring.
Yes. Well, of course. Yeah, that's the classic reality show distraction. They say, ooh, look at everybody pick on Carissa. Carissa, Carissa, Carissa. Poor Goyle. Okay, we're going to off Eric. What are we going to do without Eric's eyebrow? He didn't even use his eyebrow this episode that I saw.
I didn't even notice.
I can't do that eyebrow thing. I can roll my tongue up into a tube. I can turn my tongue over. That actually, never mind.
I can't do the eyebrow thing. I've never, and I've been trying to do it since I saw Gone with the Wind at age 9. I can't do that, Vivian Lee, one eyebrow way up there.
Boing.
Eric can.
He actually puts it in his notes on MySpace. If you happen to be his MySpace friend, he'll send little notes and he'll say, da-da-da-da-da-da-da, eyebrow. So it's his punctuation. And I'm sure that Eric and his eyebrow will have much success. I think it's really getting down to everybody who's left is good.
No, I disagree. There's one person left who chooses eggplant and grape a great deal.
Mm. Yeah, you're right.
And I don't think that, of course, that means he will be in the top tier. Whatever the final is, he's going to be in that.
Gee.
And there's nothing I can do about that because it's reality TV.
Finding, if they took out the snark factor, surely somebody else could step up to the plate.
Fingers crossed.
Wouldn't you think? Oh, so in the final analysis, what do you think about the question? Do you need to be a team player or do you need to have your voice heard?
They make it so hard. The judges, they say what the criteria is. You have to be a team player is one of the criteria. And then they picked on Goyle because he didn't make himself heard.
Yeah, I was confused by that, but I just don't understand. It seems to me they're going to get rid of whoever they want to get rid of for whatever reason they want to get rid of them.
And they don't even know the reasons they're getting rid of them because they're not fully informed.
It would seem so. But I'm going to keep watching. I'm going to keep watching for the rest of this season. And the biggest news. The biggest news in the last week, Bravo TV news.
Yes?
Season 4.
Yay! Project Runway! Tim, we can't wait.
And right now we're podcasting, and Tim Gunn is on Watch What Happens on BravoTV.com, so I cannot wait to see the tapes of that, I'll see it on the internet tomorrow.
The replay.
Replay.
Yay! Okay, we'll be back next week, reluctant though I may be.
We're following it through to the end. And what do you have any more predictions about who's going to be the last few?
I'm going to say Goyle, Carissa, and Michael.
Okay, I can see Goyle. I really was kind of thinking Matt, and I kind of thought Eric too, but Eric's gone. So I'm going to say Goyle and Matt and Andrea.
Wow. Well, we'll see how it turns out.
Watch what happens.
Yeah.
We'll see you guys next week.
Thanks for listening.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.